desert blonde. Take your pick on this island. Love will swim in this ocean. In utopia, this is our type on paper.
He's just like, my type on paper.
Hey, you.
Thanks for coming.
Week three, here we are.
Here we are.
I feel tired.
I feel disregarded. I feel like my opinions don't matter.
On this episode of Couples Therapy.
I just feel like the live Love Island is not listening to us at any point in time. Mm. The British public doesn't listen to us. And I know that like, we're not victims. Like there's things we can control. But what are those things outside of talking about it on a podcast after it happened?
That's a great question. I can't give you the answer. I don't know. This is the first week where I really felt like I just sat back. You know, I just realized I can't make decisions for these people. And I just, for my own well-being, for my own sanity, I needed to just release my need for control.
So you're telling me that this week was the week after watching what? This is our 10th season we're watching together. We realized we don't have a say in the outcome of the Love Island UK series.
It wasn't that. I think I held out hope for a very long time that as I matured with the show, so would the British public. And it's simply not the case. I think when things get so heated on the show, there comes a time when you need to be the other end of the scale, you know, balance.
Sure.
So I'm very zen because nobody else was this week.
Sure. We have to be there in our own right as two bitches in the corner watching.
I think this week, at least for me, I discovered two new sets of bitches in the corner, but I think only one of them is the real set.
I clocked one. So I'm curious.
I clocked two, but I think there is one key element to being a bitch in the corner.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I guess we jump in, but I simply do not want to because that means I need to talk about Georgia, Callum, and Tom.
Let me ease into this. Welcome to this episode, viewers.
ASMR.
If you missed it, to recap, we've talked about weeks 1 and 2 of Love Island UK All-Star Season. Season 1. Today we're going to talk about week 3. We're trying gentle podcast. But we are going to start with the end of Truth or Dare.
Well, yeah, but there was no end to it because they all just got up from the fire pit at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, and the first note I had, was it Tom?
Probably.
It was the hideaway is what my first note was.
So it's Callum and Georgia in the hideaway, but
I think it's Tom who says, like, doing it right, Callum.
No, you know who it was? Who it was Josh. That? I went back and looked because I was like, who is going to say the most insensitive thing right now?
It would be Joshy Boy. That's our
Joshy thought it was Mitch initially, but I went back twice and it was Josh.
Thank you for fact checking that. Sorry, Tom.
Also, Tom's not a shouter. Remember Sports Day?
Tom is not a shouter. I can't. They all just kind of have the same energy to me.
That is fair. What bothered me this week is that Georgia and Tom have a conversation where she essentially says, and I'm not really paraphrasing, these are not her exact words, however, this was her exact intention, was that she tells Tom she'd rather be with him over Callum. She says, I wouldn't want to be here with anyone else to Callum in the hideaway.
Yeah.
I'm confused. And then she also mentions that she and Callum don't have sexual chemistry. And this did not, this, you know what? The one silver lining of this is that it did affirm for me that Georgia has not changed at all. And I was correct the entire time.
I did notice that. And I was thinking this week, God damn it, she's going to bring up that she was correct.
I was.
And all points to you because you were.
The bangs can't hide you from me.
It's like when I dyed my hair red and Sarah still called me out on all my shit. The thing about like the elevated Georgia is that I do believe she has worked on herself. I do, because the dialogue is different, much like this podcast episode. Like the way she's going about it is a lot different, but the results are the same.
In what ways? Please elaborate.
Meaning, like, season four Georgia would have yelled, like, made a scene, that kind of thing, like, very upfront, like, what it is. Season all-star Georgia kind of, like, talks through it. She's making herself rational. Like, this is the facts. This is how I feel. It's very, like, therapized in a way. Do you know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. I just feel like none of the things she says are facts.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the results are the same as it would be in season four, but she's getting...
I think she just speaks quieter. I think that's the change.
She got bangs. That's the change.
I think she, like, worked at a spa for 6 months, and it just kind of stuck with her, like an Austin Butler accent.
But I did take decor notes from The New Hideaway because I was super into it. Probably the most, like, a hotel room, to be honest. I do kind of miss the really flashy hideaways.
Those were nice.
But was that either of their first hideaways?
For this season, yeah.
Just in general. Or, like, I wonder if there's anyone who has not had a hideaway that will be joining the All-Stars. I feel like they both would have.
That's a very deep-rooted question. I'd have to go back. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Callum and Molly had a hideaway.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I don't know. I was befuddled. I was awestruck. I was baffled and a little bit embarrassed when Georgia brought Tom to the terrace and desperately tried to get him to kiss her. I think that's her new thing now, where because there is that kiss scandal in season four, she really has to make sure that other person initiates the kiss so she can confidently say, I did not kiss him, he kissed me, and have that be the truth.
Like Ariel getting her voice back.
She's trying to be sly. That's never been her strong suit. Georgia and subtlety go together like a brick wall and a new car. They're just not supposed to be there.
Sure. I didn't really have too many notes on this episode. So if you have anything.
Okay. I only have two more. One is Georgia Harrison, stay away from Mitch, and Hannah and Tyler's date, which I thought was not exceptional.
Not exceptional. I just adore Hannah. So she was having a great time no matter what, but not exceptional. No, sparks fly in there. I did have a Toby comforting Kaz moment.
I noticed that a couple of times this week, and I loved that. And I really wish he could bring his friendship energy into his relationship world. Yeah,
that would be lovely.
But I don't see it happening.
But it was really sweet because we don't really get to see that side of Toby too much in general. Right. We usually see what we've seen. Toby's Toby. And
yeah.
Tobe is Tobe.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just really sweet. And I liked seeing their friendship, especially Kaz deserves the world. And I like that Toby's kind of menacing to everyone else accidentally, but like not to Kaz.
Right. Mm-hmm. The next episode, I have Georgia Steele telling Georgia Harrison that Georgia Harrison is the only one who knows about her and Tom, like on the terrace and their flirty conversations. Mm-hmm. But by this point, she's already told Sophie. Mm-hmm. I thought that was going to be a bigger issue. Like, I thought that Callum was going to find out and then Georgia was going to blame it on the other Georgia. Mm. But that never happened, and I was a little bit disappointed.
Ugh.
But then, of course, in true Sophie fashion, Sophie tells Josh about what Georgia Steele said. Mm-hmm. And then this is where Georgia Steele says she can't see herself sleeping with Callum, yet they are full on making out in bed.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that where it is. And then we have our favorite game.
Pie, Mary, fuck, kill.
There were a few things that really stood out to me. Let me know if anything else stood out to you. Mm-hmm. Those were Toby choosing Molly to snog, even though he's been kissing Arabella in bed, and then marries Arabella. If you were in this game and you were on the receiving end and you were in a couple, would you rather be proposed to or get the kiss?
We have talked about this, and I have no idea what my answer was the last time.
Well, maybe it's changed.
I know. We've grown so much.
I mean, this is year 4 of the podcast, so I can't remember all of our conversations.
I remember everything.
I wrote you a letter every day for a year.
I transcribed our podcast every day. Let's see. Would I rather be kissed or married? Oh, it really depends. It really depends. I think, that's tough. Oh, a kiss would kill me. But I...
In what way?
Like if I...
Say kissing someone else?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, my mind says marriage, like the ring, but the kiss, I feel like, I don't know. That's gonna haunt me for the rest of this episode. But ideally, can I tell you my ideal situation?
Yeah.
Would be like, let's say we were both in there. And then
okay.
Someone said, like, I'm gonna kiss this girl because she's really like sweet and she's been like really great to me and my missus or something like that. And they gave you like a kiss on the cheek. And then
yeah,
for me, I got the ring. Like, that would be the ideal situation. But that rarely happens in our Dear Love Island.
Yeah. Or like, you get the kiss and then the marriage is like for my best friend's girl.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. What do you want?
I mean, if it has to be a full-on kiss either way, mm-hmm. I'm going with the kiss.
Yeah, I think I would too.
So there was that situation. Anton's trip and fall / backflip into the pool.
Yep.
Callum kissing Arabella threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
I loved Chris pieing himself. And everyone chanting forbidden Riz at him. And then Kaz kissing Anton kind of came out of nowhere for me. And then the fact that Anton wanted to send Kaz home later in the week was all just it was a lot.
Yeah. I loved Anton being like, everyone wants to marry me, but no one wants to couple up with me.
Yeah.
That felt
well.
To his character.
You know what? Slow and steady may win the race, mm-hmm. and we shall see. Mm-hmm. But the next episode, if you don't have anything else.
I had Hannah cheering that she did not get pied, and then going, and you all stink of shit. And then, we had the boys calling out the girls for excessively pieing Mitch, as if her mentality.
As if Mitch didn't, like, literally excessively pie the girls.
Yes, and... This was like a moment that I really was pro Sophie, her pieing Tyler for Kaz, where she was like, I forget her exact wording, but she was like, you should be grateful or you should like want this in this lifetime, and then like pied him. It was so good.
The next episode, I had Josh and Chris gossiping about Georgia, Callum, and Tom, which was my initial two bitches in the corner pair. However, I think the key factor of a real two bitches in the corner couple mm-hmm. is that you don't actually do anything. You don't act on what you're talking about. You observe, you discuss, and then you keep it in the corner.
Yeah.
What is said in the corner stays in the corner.
So I think we have the same two bitches in the corner.
I'm very excited to figure that out. Did you clock the techno Imogen Heap remix?
No.
Okay.
I did.
Well, it was hide and seek and it was very up-tempo.
I did clock the Olivia Rodrigo during Mary Fuck Pie Kill.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, in terms of Callum and Georgia and Callum finding out from the boys kind of everything that went down, he forgave her really easily.
Callum, sweet, sweet Callum. This is, again, just a reason why we can't fully be upset with him. Like, I feel like if you tell him what's there, he believes it. He's like forgiving of it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's one to like deeply read into any subtext or like, why didn't you tell me this? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like he's very, this is what you've presented to me.
Do you think it's because he wants to see the best in people, or do you think he's just really gullible?
I have a feeling it's like, he tells the truth so abruptly sometimes that he has no idea why anyone would lie to him or not sure. Tell him the full truth, you know, like.
Right.
In his head, like you were saying last week, like he probably thinks, oh, these are the bricks. And that's how they got there. And that is all I need to know. Like, I just don't think he would think of a secret ulterior motive or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And speaking of people forgiving people too easily, Josh tells Sophie that he directly betrayed her trust and that he and Chris told Callum what happened. And Sophie gets up and leaves. And, like, by the next scene they're in together, she's already forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's grown up, and I don't think she has.
They are my most fascinating couple, to be honest, at this point. Because you don't, they're not like a major, they're not major players at the moment. Like, yeah, they're involved in stuff, but we don't get a ton of screen time on them as opposed to all the other shit that's going on in this week, you know?
Right.
But they kind of gel in a way that I was not expecting. So I'm really curious where they're going.
Yeah. And then I wrote down next, there was the Vibe Club, which is just the beach club rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few things there that happened. First, there was that Molly Georgia argument. What did you feel about that?
That was one of the times where I felt, okay, so recap. It was Molly didn't know that Georgia was going to try to talk with Tom. And she was...
Molly knew they were having conversations, but she thought it was just friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she had not been told anything to believe otherwise. And then when she found out they were flirty conversations, and due to the amount of conversations they were having, she felt like she looked like a mug.
Mm-hmm.
And then conversely, Georgia thought that Molly was overreacting, and it was all because she just had decided to distance herself from Georgia ever since Georgia and Callum had started getting closer together and becoming an actual thing.
Yes, yes, yes. And she did get mad at Tom too. She knew about it from Tom as well, about Georgia.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Molly's looking for love. I am on her side with this one because I think Georgia knew damn well what she was doing. This is where I was talking about, like, her style has changed, but the results are the same, Georgia. Like, it was very like, Molly, you won't let me speak. Like, let's talk about this. Let's go over it. And then it was like not answering anything Molly wanted. And it was like totally just sticking to her guns on like what she said or did. But I do think everything Georgia pointed out, of course Molly backed off of her after she went with Callum. Like, why would she want to, like, what are they going to talk about? Like, hey, saw you snog. Like, no, like, of course not. And then Molly said, she was like, I'm also giving you space. Like, I'm not getting involved in this. Like, you get to know him. I'm not going to, like, insert myself in that. Like, you do that. And then with Tom... Okay, wait. Did Georgia and Tom hook up? Did I miss that? Like, prior to?
Yes.
Okay. To the season? Or
prior to the season, yes.
Okay. So, like, did Molly know that? Or was that something she found out, too?
She knew they had history already.
Okay. So, I think Georgia knew what she was doing. I don't think any of Molly's questions were answered. And I think Molly, honestly, more power to her. I don't even think I would have the conversation. I think I would just, like, keep my distance at that point. But, like... I don't know. I'm curious what you think.
No, I'm on exactly the same page. I think the key to knowing for sure that Georgia is the exact same is when she said, we weren't getting to know each other. Why would we need to get to know each other? We already have known each other.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so semantics. Like, yeah. You are using the wording against me.
Yeah.
And so it was just so gross. And I think... Oh, it's so unfortunate, because I really would have loved to have seen a Georgia redemption arc this season.
Yeah.
And it's the same holes. She's digging the same holes.
Mm-hmm.
She found where she buried her hatchets, and she's digging them up.
But it is frustrating, because I also, you know I was really rooting for a Georgia redemption arc.
Well, you were rooting for the bangs.
At the end of the day, sure. Semantics, Sarah. But... I am definitely on Molly's side with this one. Everything Molly was saying was either cut off or disregarded. Again, I probably wouldn't have even started that conversation. So congrats to Molly on trying her best there.
Yep. And then we have Hannah ending things with Tyler. And I was proud of that girl. I was happy that she was doing what was best for her. And Tom really hit it on the head when they were, you know, discussing who to vote off later in the week, where he said she knows exactly what she's looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that did end up being her undoing mm-hmm. on the season. But I really appreciated someone who was coming in. She wasn't trying to push anything romantically with anyone else because she knew she wasn't interested in them.
Yeah. And she handled it so immediately, so coolly with Tyler. I mean, it
yeah.
was just so clear of like, hey, this isn't working. But yeah.
Right.
So you haven't done the two bitches in the corner yet? Because I think now I'm concerned we have two different ones.
Oh, yeah. No, mine are later.
Like, not this episode?
Uh-oh. Not this episode.
Okay. When the Georgia versus Molly showdown was happening, Kaz and Lib are standing at the bar, like literally 5 feet away from the showdown happening, just going, like turning slightly with their drinks and just watching.
Okay, but they've been two bitches in the corner before. Like, they're a known pair. So I, not to discount them, but they're not who I'm currently thinking of. I'm thinking of a new pair.
You want to see a standout. You want to see a newcomer win.
Right. Although I will mention that in that same time when that's happening, when that argument is happening and they're doing that, Anton is in the background between Molly and Georgia and his head's just bopping to the music until he like realizes he just kind of stops and he's like staring. I love him this season. He got a redemption arc for me this season, at least so far.
The night is young, but...
It's very young. But Sophie tells Josh she's going to end things with Chris. I'm very confused. This is the first scene we see of them since their argument where she walked away from him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, got it. She saw that and said, husband material, like, lock it down. And then Maya Maya, she's back. With some devastating news.
Angel of death.
Where not only has there been a public vote on favorite couple, but I'm pretty sure for the first time ever on the show, she lines them up in the order that they've been voted.
I have a vision of Caroline doing that one time, but I don't know if that's real or just something I think that she would do, but
it could be. You know, my memory, it's not good, so it's quite possible. But
we're just making up plots, but yes,
yeah. And you know what? Good for us because someone needs to. But Lib and Mitch, not surprising, were voted least favorite couple. Tom and Molly were voted favorite couple, which I actually loved,
yeah.
But then second was Georgia and Callum, and I started to have questions.
I do wonder when the vote took place.
It was the night before.
It was the night before.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Callum vote. I don't know.
Maybe. Or maybe they just want to see the chaos continue.
Yeah.
What I was not expecting is that Lib and Mitch would be sent home. Mitch, I was very happy to see go. It was past his time. But Lib didn't deserve that. And it always hurts me to see Lib and Kaz separate.
Oh, God, that killed me. Every time.
Yeah. Every time. This is the second time it's happened where Lib has left before Kaz, and it's really hard.
Every time it's hard. But I just am so tired. I'm so tired of the... I'm just so tired.
Yeah.
But I am so tired of the, like, the trend that's happening on later seasons, especially this season, of you're going home. Like... It's not right. Like, oh, you're at risk and you have to do this thing within 24 hours or you're going to be sent home. It's like, okay, bye. It's like you don't get any, there's no thrill with it. It's not like a, you know, I can't.
This is where I think they could really incorporate something from Survivor, which is where they've hidden an idol somewhere on villa property. And one of the two of them has to find it.
The amulet.
And whoever finds it gets to stay.
Lib gets to stay.
Yeah, Lib gets to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out two more Islanders are leaving. And that's going to be a vote between the guys and the girls, with Tom and Molly being the vote deciders if there's a need to be a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a teaser for two new Islanders. And I had to watch it three times because I saw Casey right off the bat.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, who's with Casey? And at first I was like, is that Joanna? And then I was like, no, this has to be someone from one of the later seasons that I just didn't, like, clock or whatever. And, okay, I didn't actually say Joanna. I said Jordana because I forgot her name. Mm-hmm. But I was right. It was Joanna. And she looks stunning. She's glowing.
She looks stunning. My note was, who the fuck is Joanna? Like, I did not remember her at first.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because she looks so different, huh?
Maybe. But I just also don't.
How could you forget Joanna?
What was her plot? I don't remember.
She's the one who Michael comes back with from Casa Amor when Amber is standing there by herself.
Oh.
Season 5.
Yeah, I remember the other two parties very well in that scene. I did not remember her that much.
She's the other one when they're at the Island Beach Club and she goes, snake, you're a snake because you're not leaving with me.
Right, right, right. Right, right, right.
It was a whole thing.
Might have to go back.
And do you think we're going to get Casa this season?
Is that
even a possibility?
They have to. They have to.
Well, I thought that if there was going to be a Casa, it would be week 4. That's what it was in my head. And that would be next week. But the teaser didn't have Casa.
They have to. Because maybe that's where people are hiding. Like, I'll get into it later. But I have some notes. But also, Hannah. Sure. A moment of silence for Hannah.
Yes. So Hannah and Tyler both have to leave. That was rough to watch. Well, at least for Hannah. But you know what? I felt like it was good because I actually did agree with the guys when they said, if she really knows what she wants, is someone that niche going to come through the door?
Mm.
And I think because these are not new people, because they're all previous Islanders, I don't necessarily see someone from this, you know, archive of previous contestants mm-hmm. that fits what she needs, especially she has a young kid, you know,
yeah.
And like, is there someone who's going to come in? The only person who, like, she would need like a Jamie type. And I don't think there is one
yeah.
or has been since Jamie.
Yeah. King.
Let's see. So then this is Casey and Joanna's entrance. Josh and Chris are both interested in Joanna. Oh, I wrote, I need an alarm clock with Georgia Harrison's morning greetings.
Yes.
It's like, good morning, Sarah. The sun is out. It's a beautiful day.
Maybe that's why we started.
Slowly open your eyes.
Maybe that's why we started oh, yeah. the podcast this way.
We really embraced our inner Georgia H's this week.
H's. Who would you have voted for if you were in their shoes?
Like for what guy to leave?
And girl.
I might have done the same, honestly.
I would have said Tyler. At that point, I might have said Georgia H. I love her. You know yeah. I do. But
yeah.
she hasn't, I don't know. She's tried, but they've all tried, you know, but I feel.
No, but that's the thing is that Hannah hasn't really tried.
She tried, Tyler. She tried it on.
Yeah, but like Georgia H has like been trying like consistently. And that day before the vote, Hannah and Tyler had just ended things.
Yeah.
So it's not like theirs was a blossoming coupling. If they were together and they were both happy, then I would have said Georgia H.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Hannah was better off not in the villa. Like, yeah. I think I would be afraid of wasting her time there.
Mm.
And because knowing she has a child she could be getting back to.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to keep her somewhere longer than I thought was, you know, unless I thought it was beneficial.
Yeah.
So I couldn't fault them for their choices. Mm-hmm. Sophie closes herself off to Josh while Josh decides to open himself up to Joanna. And then the next episode I have the recoupling is all I wrote down.
I wrote that I wish we could have had Hannah.
So boys' choice.
Why did the game end so quickly? Like everyone just got up and left. Was it Georgia?
Oh, because Casey and Georgia got into a fight.
Yeah. And everyone was like, nah, no.
Yeah. Because Georgia was like, you ghosted me. And I'm on her side. Like, I think that is ghosting.
You can tell because Casey always gets this like eyebrow look when he's in denial of something.
And I think there is an argument on his side because apparently they did have this phone call to end things.
Mm.
But if she says that they continually text each other afterwards and then he eventually just slowly stopped responding to all of them, like, yeah, that's still ghosting.
But I guess what are you going to do? Like, if you had the call, how often do you need a text? You know what I mean?
Well, I guess it depends on the content of the messages.
Yeah.
Like, was she trying to keep things friendly?
Mm.
Or was she saying, let's, you know, keep talking about this or, like, you know, whatever?
Yeah.
let's bring out the evidence. Let's see the text messages, and then we'll decide together, you and I, because clearly they can't decide amongst themselves.
We need control over something, so we'll take it.
We'll be the Judge Judys,
yeah.
The Maurys, mm-hmm. the Jerry Springers. You are the ghoster.
Yeah.
Okay, recoupling. Boy's choice. Casey picks Kaz. What do you think about them? Do you think that's cute?
I do. I don't think they'll leave the villa together, but I like seeing Kaz so happy. I did notice their moment on the terrace earlier, like
yeah.
when they started talking, and it did seem like a lot was cut from there. Like, what, by the time you made a joke in the edit, it looked kind of out of nowhere, but I feel like it...
Yes, the butt joke.
Yeah, but I feel like they did have something going, because, like, I feel like they cut a lot from that conversation. So, yeah, I'm hopeful about them.
I'm cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Casey has the banter of the guys she usually goes after. Mm-hmm. And Kaz is a big personality. So I think yeah. she needs someone who, you know, maybe isn't the loudest person in the room, but someone who can at least match her energy.
Yes.
And, you know, give that same energy back to her.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the recoupling, Joanna picks Chris, which I like, but I also find interesting they were on the same season together.
Yeah.
In season 5. And they were there at the same time, but there was nothing. I guess she was fully invested in Michael at that time. And so they never had a chance to get to know each other because they said they got to know each other through events and stuff.
Mm.
So I suppose they never really talked in the villa. And then Tom picks Molly, and I'm hoping they're good. I'm hoping they're fine and they stay together.
Me too.
Because I actually really like them. And then Anton picks Georgia H. And you know what? At first, I thought, like... Well, with his speech where he was like, we're still kind of figuring things out. And I was like, Anton, I kind of think she's like, shut this down. But then she's like crying. And then she says, like, I actually found like what you did really attractive. Like what you said, you're always there for me. And she kind of closed herself off to him. She's yeah. like, I want to just figure this out. And I really hope this is the turning point for them because I think they'd be great together. And I don't know if it's a possibility at all. I don't know if those feelings can change for her. But there was clearly something missing, and I hope now she's had kind of a come-to-Jesus moment where they can finally be together and happy, because I think they'd be really fun together.
I think so, too. And I have sensed that she's just been kind of closed off from him until that point. So that was really sweet to see, and I'm curious where they're up to.
Yep. And then
oh.
the finale, the grand finale, out of nowhere. Toby picks Georgia Steele.
Toby is Tobying square.
Atomically. Just sending the villa into pure chaos.
Yeah.
Josh picks Sophie. Callum ends up with Arabella. Arabella is sobbing. Callum is angry. Georgia's feigning this, like, well, first she was saying, I had no idea, which is true, but she's feigning this, like, oh, like, I just don't know what to do. I'm so, like, overwhelmed, blah, blah. When anyone asks her,
yeah.
like, would you entertain it? Like, even when Callum is like, you know, is this something, whatever? And she's like, I'm just in shock. I'm just so overwhelmed. She never answers the question.
No, she.
And that's how you.
She does, but in a way that's very Georgia later on, she does,
where she says, like, he put himself yes, out yeah. there in front of the whole villa, ostracized himself. How can I not hear yeah. him out?
Yeah.
And never putting the decision making on herself.
Yeah.
She's like, this is morally the right thing to
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
And then Callum had said he wanted to be exclusive with Georgia. And then when Georgia was talking to, was it Toby? And she was like, I never thought about being exclusive with him. And it's like, you knew the whole time this is where his head was at.
Yeah.
Why do you call him like that?
He doesn't lie. He just says very blanket truths.
That one hurt me. And then there's the Toby Arabella confrontation.
Whew.
I do feel for Arabella. That really sucked.
Yeah. And I loved that the girls were there for her. I love that. Was it Chris and Kaz who stayed at, like, to hear Toby out on his decisions after he made it. And they were all just like,
yeah.
It was very much, Greg, so what was your thought process behind that?
Yeah. For me, it was like, Chris is definitely one of those people who, like, wants to hear both sides mm-hmm. and tries to understand both sides. Mm-hmm. I think Kaz, like, comes off that way, but she just wants the tea.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't fault Toby for moving mad because that's literally his middle name. That's what he does.
Yeah.
But I can fault him for the way he went about it and how he didn't let anyone know mm-hmm. at any point in time what was happening.
Not even friends.
And just did it. No. And then the girls do cocktails and conversations. Meanwhile, Chris and Toby do face masks.
Yeah, they're doing a spa day at home.
That was the best, where they have the cucumbers, and then Chris holds his hand out for, like, a dap up, and then, like, he's like, I don't suppose you can see my hand right now, huh? And they, like, both try and, like, find each other's hands. It's so good.
I don't remember the context for this, but I wrote Casey is Casey.
Oh,
I think it was, who was he talking? Oh, was it Georgia H.? He was talking to her, and then he was like, I want to get to know Molly, or something like that. And then she was like, really? Like, still?
What did you think of when Casey mentioned Georgia's spiritual side, and how Georgia had said she could contact his, like, dead grandpa or something?
Here's the thing. I side with Casey in terms of, hey, that was a lot, I don't connect with that. I felt that was, you know, crossing a lot, you know, whatever he said. I totally get that. I'm probably more of Georgia saying, I had this vision.
Where Georgia's also like, they tell you not to call people during the retreat.
Yeah. So I totally, like, it was really funny to see both. It felt like a sitcom moment of, like, Phoebe or something, like, you know, like, just something really random that happened, and
it's why it really warmed my heart when Anton and Georgia H had their rekindling, and she's like, you are okay with my spiritual side, right? And he was like, I may not understand everything, but I'm always down to try.
Yeah.
Oh god, I love them. And then here comes the Georgia Steele Callum fight,
mm-hmm.
where Callum's absolutely in the right, where he's like, if she's entertaining this, if she's in bed with Toby, which she was, and they went under the covers together, and they were cuddling and giggling, Callum had enough self-respect to be like, this is done.
Yeah. That's
which I think was an easy out for Georgia. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the whole Georgia being like, it's nice to know he's cared all this time, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm so over it. And then for the teaser for the next week, there was the PDA Awards. And I don't know what that is. I was like, is this the new movie night?
I guess so. But also, like, nothing big has happened. Like, I feel like we're not ready for award season.
Yeah, well, it must PDA stands for something else.
Oh.
Public displays of aggression.
That could be it. Private.
There are some awards to give for that.
Private displays of aggression.
Private displays of affection.
Ooh.
Mm.
What would your PDA award be? Not what,
like,
you...
what would my acronym be?
Yeah.
Private displays of aggression. What would yours be?
Public denouncements of actors.
What's your Myers-Briggs?
Do you want to take a guess?
I don't know them well enough, but okay. Is yours an E?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's INFP. Are you an INFJ?
Wow. Yes.
I knew you. Thank you.
Wait, how did you know?
I get along with INFJs really well.
Wow.
Where I float.
I mean, I was
you have the practical judgy side, like, and not judgy, but judgmental.
Yeah. No, yeah. I was guessing that yours started with an E because I was like, maybe the PDA acronym is like the new Myers-Briggs, where if it's public, you're an extrovert. But what if it's private, you're an introvert?
Ooh, that would be fun.
But it didn't work.
I can go back.
Yeah, let's just cut all that and then just redo it.
Yeah. You got time, right?
Yeah, totally. Well, that's all I have.
That's all I had, too. I'm very curious about this award season. We love award season.
Yeah, Grammys tonight. You watching?
You bet. No, I'm not, actually.
Yeah, I figured.
But I'll see you at Oscars.
Yes.
Thank you all for tuning in.
If you like this episode and want to reach out to me and Kat, you can send us an email at rtypeonpaper@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at rtypeonpaper or on TikTok at rtypeonpaperpod. You can support the podcast if you go to our link tree, which is in our bios and our socials. The first link says donate exclamation point. You can become a one-time donor or a continuous donor. We appreciate everyone who's donated thus far. And then please rate the podcast wherever you listen, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If there are rating options for other platforms, that would also be great. Really helps the algorithm because we think our message should be reaching as many ears as possible.
So many ears.
We're doing the Lord's work.
Think of these voices in thousands and thousands of headphones.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening today.
Welcome back to Shut Up and Listen. Okay.
Thank you for being
here today.
Okay. All right. Bye, Kat.
Bye.